A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Kylian Mbappe. Steve, this is so much horseshit that we can't get anyone to go on record to say how much horseshit this is. It's probably a good way to describe it.
Yeah, yeah, just mad. Like, so it's obviously not going to happen. There's no truth in it whatsoever. And this is what annoys you sometimes about, like, gotta be careful. That is obviously a story that's nonsense. Mm-hmm. Complete bollocks. It gets printed, it gets put on the back of a newspaper, it gets put everywhere, and all of a sudden there's all like people laughing and joking. And listen, I went along with it on social media. I was like, oh yeah, I if you don't believe this, you're an idiot. Of course it's nonsense, but this just goes to show sometimes, and it's the extreme example of it, of like, don't believe everything you read, or don't believe everything that gets put across. Like, people keep messaging like, oh, this rebuild, we were promised £200 million. No one ever promised that. Mm-hmm. A few people wrote about it in a couple of articles and whatever, and nothing's ever not, you know what I mean? Like, don't believe it. It's just another way to show how massive Liverpool are.
Yeah.
Because it was what was a pretty quiet weekend. The transfers are going to start ramping up this week, aren't they? Ramping up, rather, you know, Bayern Munich with Kane, and there's lots going on, and Chelsea are still spending, blah, blah, blah. Just fill the gap with absolute bollocks. Liverpool haggling over a couple of million quid for a 19-year-old from Southampton. Don't quite think they're going to give Kylian Mbappe £1 million a week or whatever.
They're going to, yeah, pay 30 million or whatever to have him for a year to then effectively facilitate him going to Real Madrid. Everything about it just stank down, you know, from minute one. And it's fun. I say this, and I've seen this a lot in the comments. I've seen a lot of people go, I'm worried about this, or I'm stressed about this, blah, 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 Liverpool. I've said it elsewhere, but like, there's literally fellas paid millions to actually stress about these things. Mm-hmm. It's if you want to stress about it, stress about it. You can stress about anything in life. There's other things, probably things that you are actively responsible for in your life and you might be paid money for. Probably focus on them. So I do find it, fun. I think it's funny to see Liverpool link with players that we're never going to get. I like the flight of fancy in the conversation. I just do. But if the slim chance that Liverpool are ever going to sign Mbappe past when he left Monaco, but even more, you know, around the time that when COVID hit and the market fell apart, the only chance we were ever going to get him was 2 or 3 years ago, where you sell Salah for 150 million to Real Madrid and you go and get Kylian Mbappe as his replacement. But now he's now the heir apparent to the best player on the planet. He's turning down 700 million a year moves to Saudi Arabia. You know, it's just nonsense.
That new contract he signed last year, when he basically became the owner of PSG, put pay to any chances I thought we had of signing him personally. But yeah, it was good fun. I fully enjoyed it. I fully enjoyed the fallout after. I got asked about it on the news show earlier dozens of times in the comments, what about the Mbappe to Liverpool stuff? And yeah, it was utter nonsense. And I actually reached out to a few different people I have conversations with all the time. None of them I'll name names on, because some of them are on holiday, but just gave me a little line almost to take away from it. Like, yeah, come on, basically be serious, was sort of the response I got from some very reputable French journalists, especially saying he only wants to join Real Madrid. That was sort of the one constant throughout the replies and the conversation I was having. He only wants to join Madrid. Like, his heart is fully set. And I actually do think, you know, he does have some admiration for Liverpool. He's spoken about that in the past. His mum is a big Liverpool fan, as we know. So I do think there is a little something there. But by this point now, it's just Real Madrid. He's just waiting to move to Real Madrid. So as you say, we're not going to sort of facilitate that move and allow it to happen. It's interesting that Romano actually comments on it over the weekend as well. I've seen saying PSG would actually quite like that move to happen because it makes sense for them. It gets the troublesome Kylian Mbappe off their books. But one thing I did want to say is, in the conversations I was having with the chat earlier on our live, is like, do we even need him? And I was thinking, and listen, it's not going to happen. Yeah. I'm aware it's not going to happen, but you find a place for Kylian Mbappe in your side. Like, sensational.
Well, this is why I was saying this on the last show on Sunday, was And you can't have a fair discussion about this on the internet, because I totally agree. Liverpool do not need to go and buy another striker. We've got six brilliant attacking options. I don't think there's a club on earth that's got a better, more varied quality of six attacking options available to them. But it's fucking Kylian Mbappe. And there is just the thing of like, yeah, just sort it out in a year. You know what I mean? Like, have him come in, let him score. Let him and Haaland duke it out for the Golden Boots. Let him score 50 goals and then move on and then worry about the aftermath.
Here's a poll though, Paul. Sign Mbappe for a year. Sign no one else. Sign a defender and a midfielder.
Yeah.
Don't sign Mbappe.
Oh, sign me up with Mbappe.
Mbappe would win. So all this, we need this. So that just explains all. Do you know what the worst thing about all this is? It stinks of it as well. He's going to get his loyalty bonus, right? And in a couple of days, he'll be ticking down. He'll have a clock in his house, you know, it's coming down. Like when we're going live in an hour.
Yeah,
it's taking 58 minutes to go. Jim He's like, White. Got that 2 days, big yellow blinking thing. Yeah, so when he gets his money, and then if Real Madrid aren't going to buy him, this stinks of a loan move to United or Chelsea. It stinks of everything that they're accusing us of. United going, go and get him for a year. It would probably be brilliant for them. But Todd Bowie, that's his name all day, innit?
Yeah.
That is in London, and you can just see it happening because they haven't really got many loads of top forwards at the minute.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Don't see it, but it's almost at a point where, like, he wants to go to Madrid, and PSG are so pissed off at him for going to Madrid that they won't sell him to Madrid.
Yeah, so
he's in a year holding pattern. Saudi Arabia was the perfect get out clause for PSG. They won't let him go, get over. We don't have to deal with Madrid and everything. But then he's through his band in the way by saying no. So this might just be, again, it could be an agent just throwing it out there. You know, Mbappe's available. But link him to Liverpool because they'll go big, but someone wants him on loan. There's a chance he goes there. You know what I mean? It's potentially there.
Yeah, I agree on that. You know, something's going to get done because someone's going to look stupid, and like the PSG chairman or whatever has been saying, he will not be leaving on a free. Mm-hmm. He said he's not. Kylian Mbappe's not leaving this club on a free transfer. We'll if he doesn't agree, then we'll sell him. But you're right. Mbappe's going, nah, mate. I'm all right.
So 60 million bonus on. Is it tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
August 1st. Yeah, and then
it was the first. Yeah.
And then they'll try to do is get Real Madrid to buy him. But Real Madrid are going, wait, we'll just wait 12 months.
Real Madrid will get exactly. And that Real Madrid are not flush with cash. And this is the problem with the market in general. It's a point I want to make on the buyer's transfer pod because there's been some big moves, but there's not been a mass volume of movement this summer like I think we thought. But this is the thing. Real Madrid are not soft. You know, they're looking at him going, well, it's the best player on the planet. He desperately wants to play for us. And there's no, like Liverpool, like holding out for Bellingham, and then he's just eventually gone, actually, you know what, I think I just would rather play for someone else in Europe, shit creek.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to turn Kylian Mbappe's head in the next 12 months. So they're just like, great, we'll sit back and wait. They've gone, they bought Hossolu, he'll do for the year. They're going to finish in the top three in La Liga. They'll make a good fist of the Champions League, as they always do. And then, yeah, they might not be a superpower, you know, might not quite be able to have the same firepower this year. Not that Vinicius Junior won't carry them through, probably, regardless anyway. But, yeah, and then next year they've got Vinicius Junior and Kylian Mbappe, and you know, if they keep all the Valverde, then brilliant. You know,
they probably want Haaland as well at some point. So that the money they save on Mbappe might get them Haaland at some point. I know that sounds crazy to say, but that is sort of the earmarked move. So just get Mbappe for free. You've saved yourself 160 million to go and get Haaland.
Right. Yeah. Let's get back to us, because obviously the Mbappe to Liverpool is never going to happen.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.